many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
It's Mike Simpson here. Imagine losing your home not in a natural disaster, but to title theft. Criminals can forge documents and steal your property right out from under you. Equity Protect goes beyond monitoring to safeguard your title and equity with their patented smart policy, protecting your home ownership from fraud. It's an early warning system, safeguarding your most valuable asset. Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com, and 866-485-1834.
Let's head over to the Trocare College Live Line. It's where we find Steve Roberts, political analyst, talking about everything that's new in Washington and the White House. And Steve, what isn't new? Every time we talk with you on a Monday, there's a million things to talk about. But in this extensive interview with Meet the Press, there's a lot that came out of it, including the president's comments on due process. And it's really shining a lot of light on his immigration policies and what exactly Americans are supportive of. Because I don't think that many people would say he's wrong with saying it's one of the issues that got him into the White House. But then there's the question of exactly how far do Americans want him to go?
Well, you framed it well. The fact is that Donald Trump argues repeatedly that immigration was one of the key issues that he campaigned on and one of the issues that helped get him elected. And he's right about that. And it's also true that our polls are clear that of all the issues and confronting the country, immigration is probably the most popular in terms of people supporting the way Trump is handling the issue. So he does have a mandate. But at the same time, the Constitution provides checks and balances. And it's very, very clear. The 14th Amendment says that all persons living in the United States are entitled to the protection of due process, not just citizens. Now, four times, Trump was asked on TV yesterday whether he agreed with his own Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, who had acknowledged that, yes, that's what the Constitution says. Four times he said, I don't know. And the language is very, very plain, and every single judge and lawyer who's ever interpreted that clause comes to the same conclusion, which raises the question of will he obey the law? Because, yes, he has a political mandate to deal with immigration. But there is the Constitution creates a set of checks and balances. The whole point of the Due Process Clause is to guarantee that individuals are treated fairly and that when they encounter the law, they are entitled to hearings and entitled to appeals. And so there is a basic clash brewing between on this issue of due process between Trump, who says, I have a mandate, as he said on TV, to get rid of the I was elected to get them the hell out of here. That's what he said on TV. But the Constitution also says if you can do that, you have to obey the law. You have to give people respect people's rights. And that's the heart of the clash we're seeing.
Could we be headed to a constitutional crisis?
Yes.
And what would that look like?
Well, I don't know. But the real question here is if as these appeals play out, and look, Trump has the right to appeal. There's a whole series of federal judges who have issued orders of different kinds, checking and balancing his power. He has a right to appeal those orders. But eventually, if the Supreme Court rules against him, the real question, Susan, is does he obey? And in a number of cases, he's he hasn't openly defied the courts, but he's dragged his feet. He's bent the rules. Supreme Court told him weeks ago that he had to, quote, facilitate the return to America of one of those Venezuelans who was deported erroneously as a gang member. That man, Kilmar Garcia, is still in a Salvadoran jail. Trump has not listened to the Supreme Court. He found ways to stall and to evade. And so we haven't reached the crisis yet, but it could be looming. And by the way, Susan, let's remember this is the due process fight. While the most visible issue, the most visible example of a clash between Trump's political mandate and the legal constraints on him, is symbolic of many, many other fights. Trump wants to fire federal workers, close federal agencies, withhold federal funds. In all of those cases, he's being challenged in courts, and over 100 different cases are simmering in the federal court. So the due process issue is perhaps the most tangible and visible, but these fights are being fought every day in dozens of federal courts all over the country.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, you know, back to the idea of immigration and where American sensibilities are right now. What do Americans want? Is this showing us anything of what Americans actually voted for or what where our attitudes are on this topic?
Well, it's a good question. And my best read is that people are ambivalent. And it depends partly on how you ask the question. If you ask the question, should people who are here illegally be subject to being deported, that's a popular policy. And we've tested at ABC a whole series of issues and asking people if they support Trump's positions. And immigration is the most popular issue that he argues. And he has said many times that immigration was critical to helping him get elected. So there's no doubt that his basic view that people who are here illegally should be deported, that's a popular view. But at the same time, people also believe in the rule of law. In our ABC poll, 64% said Trump was overreaching in using executive power. 62% said Trump did not have enough respect for the rule of law. So this is a complex issue. People are ambivalent. They agree with Trump politically, but they also agree that he should carry out his mandate legally. And that's the heart of the class.
Steve, I want to ask you something about Trump, not related to this. There's been a lot of focus, right, on choosing the next pope. An AI-generated image of President Trump dressed as the pope is getting some backlash, especially from Catholics, after it was posted on social media over the weekend before the conclave this week. How did you take it?
Well, I'm not a Catholic, but I do agree that there was an element of blasphemy there. But it's very in keeping with Trump's self-image. Let's remember, he also publicized a magazine cover a couple of months ago with him wearing a crown and calling himself King Trump, right? So I think this is very much keeping with a larger idea that Trump sees himself as a sovereign. Trump sees himself, he said many times, I was chosen by God, particularly after the shooting in Pennsylvania that he narrowly survived an assassination attempt. This image, this self-image is very much in keeping with a larger idea that keeps revealing itself of Trump's view of himself as being above and apart from the law and even touched by some Holy Spirit that has chosen him as president. So from that sense, it's not surprising to me.
Well, Steve, thanks as always. Great to talk with you. Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.